the Salad now arriving in the Ettrick have travelled from Greenland and the Faroe Islands. Thank you for using the River Tweed. We hope you've enjoyed your journey.
When the salmon return from the Atlantic Ocean, it takes them between 10 days and 10 months to travel the 50 miles to the cold, depending on the river conditions. Some will then be near their journey's end and will reach the gravels of their berths just beyond the cold. Others will have up to 21 miles further to go to the top of the Ettrick. The salmon arriving from Greenland will have travelled more than 2,000 miles to reach this point, using pure muscle power alone. An epic feat by any standard. But how do they find their way home from such a long way away? No one knows for certain how the Atlantic salmon navigate their way to their natal spawning grounds over such great distances, but the experts have several theories. The salmon may be receptive to the Earth's magnetic fields, use the stars as guidance, or even just the ocean's currents. It is also believed that the salmon are guided by a chemical memory, which apparently allows them to recognise the taste of their home river. They may also remember visual information too. However they do it, salmon navigation is certainly one of nature's marvels.